This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire today and every day because the country's on fire and someone's got to be here to stop it. I want to thank all of you. My email, by the way, is wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. I get so many hundreds of emails from you each day, and almost every one of you says, I watch all the conservative media, I watch Fox News, I watch Newsmax, I listen to all the top conservative talk show hosts one time or another each week. And you are the best of all of them. And some of them say you're tied for the best with Tucker Carlson. Most of them say I'm the best of anyone they listen to. And they're kind of addicted to my three-hour show, and I really appreciate that. And I love you for it. And just what we're seeing now is the destruction of the United States. And it's happening at such a warp speed. You just can't believe what's happening in front of you. And you could see, you know, what I wrote about several months ago when I said this is 1938. You can see it's happening. It's much worse than it was when I wrote it 3 months ago, 4 months ago. That soon it's going to get so much worse. They're going to go door to door. They're going to try and confiscate weapons. They're going to try and force us. They're going to try and ruin our lives to force us to get vaccinated. If you don't listen to them, they're going to put you in some sort of an internment camp like they're doing in Australia. They're going to hurt or kill or maim or re-educate, meaning brainwash, people like in a communist country if we don't nip it in the bud now. Do I really believe all this is going to happen? I believe in my heart and soul it will absolutely happen if we don't fight them now. If we don't take a stand and fight them now. But I still believe that if we take a stand and fight them now, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. But we've got to take a stand and fight them hard, and fight them as Winston Churchill would say, fight them on the beaches, and fight them in the mountains, and fight them on the farms, and fight them on the ranches, and fight them in the cities, and fight them in the parks, and fight them everywhere, from sea to shining sea. It's a battle for whether America survives or not. It's a war. We're in a war. Whether you know it or not, the Civil War has begun. Whether you know it or not, World War III has begun. And China is in the driver's seat and winning without even firing a shot. They just bribe a few key people in a few key places in the Democrat Party, like the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States. And next thing you know, China's in the driver's seat. So they figured out how to win World War III without firing a bullet. If you own the President of the United States, your biggest competitor, you win. He steers us in just the right direction. You know, it's like a football game. I mean, if you own the referees, you're going to win. But the referees aren't going to stand there and blow the whistle and then turn on their microphone and say, I've been bribed. I'm stealing the game. Nobody does that. They don't tell you they've been bribed. They don't tell you they're stealing the game. They just do it. And they do it subtly if they're smart. They wait for the exact moment. They wait for a play that looks like it's about to be a 30-yard gain and turn the game around. And at that moment, they throw the flag and they say holding for a guy that wasn't holding. And that's what the Democrats are doing on behalf of China. They're not stupid. They're not going to actually admit to being bribed. They're not going to admit they've got billions in offshore bank accounts. They're not going to admit they're stealing the country for China. They're not going to admit they're trying to screw over America. They just do it subtly at just the right moment. They open the borders. They demand vaccine passports. They pass obscene budgets that will bankrupt our country. And inside these 2,000-page gargantuan bills are always the fine print that nobody reads, the little words that destroy the United States of America. It's not about infrastructure. It's about making your allies rich. It's about funneling all the money to allies of the Democrat Party. It's about voter fraud. It's about always helping people of color while you spit in the face of the white middle class that mostly votes Republican. And why do you do that? Because most people that I know who are white and middle class are never going to vote Democrat, ever. Ever again. So you can't do anything about them, so you just screw them over every chance you get, and you just put all your money into the pockets of groups like black or Hispanic or illegal aliens or women or gays that tend to vote Democrat anyway, but that might, you know, if the circumstances were right, shift over to the GOP, and you prevent that by bribery. You just give them all the money in the world, and that keeps them in on the Democrat reservation. And that's what's happening in the United States today. Oh, and you rig elections. You rig and steal elections. So President Trump released a statement on a Georgia judge's decision dismissing the inspection of fraudulent Fulton County ballots. A Georgia judge ends the effort to audit the 2020 election ballots in Fulton County. It's amazing. The judge dismissed the case today. Henry County Superior Court Chief Judge Brian Amaro has dismissed the lawsuit that alleged fraud in Georgia's most populous county. Here's my question, Judge Amaro. Now, again, it's an opinion show, and it's my opinion. I have no inside information. I've never seen your Cayman bank accounts. But it's my opinion. You're bribed. It's my opinion someone paid you off. But, again, you can't sue me because it's an opinion show, and it's just my opinion. And I'm stating it's my opinion. I don't know it to be true. I think you're dirty, and I think you're bribed, but it's just my opinion. But if you're not dirty and not bribed, then how could you possibly rule like this when all we're asking for is an audit? Why are all of you so afraid of audits of the election? Because any audit will show that you stole the election. He dismissed the suit that, and what's the big deal about this? Sought a review of 147,000 absentee ballots in search of illegitimate votes. Brian Amaro's order dismissing the case says Georgia voters who brought the lawsuit failed to allege a particularized injury and therefore lacked the standing. Do you recognize that name, lacked the standing, that name, those words, those three words, lacked the standing? The same words every single court ruling against Trump for the 2020 election, same exact words. You lack the standing. They lack the standing. This group lacked the standing. It's so weird. Nobody lacks the standing. Every single voter has standing. You're stealing our election and stealing our country. My question is, who scared the judge off? Why wouldn't the judge allow an audit? What's the worst that'll happen? It would have found that there either was fraud or there wasn't. What caused the judge to change his mind? We've known for months there were hundreds of thousands of ballots in Georgia missing chain of custody documentation, making them illegitimate. And yet now it looks like these ballots are going to remain in the results of the election in the county where Biden was given the win by a little over 10,000 ballots. It's total fraud. We also know there were numerous criminal acts during the election. In Fulton County alone, nothing was ever done. Nobody seems to care. Even most Republicans in office don't seem to care. They're blinded by greed or they're ignorant. They're fools. Illegal ballots can't be included in elections, but Republicans don't seem to care. Establishment Republicans, the most incredible thing. We've got the same exact problem in Nevada with Barbara Sivaski, the Secretary of State. She doesn't care. She's blind, deaf, and dumb. She's Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I know nothing. I hear nothing. I'm a moron. That's Barbara Sivaski. But I don't think any of them are morons. I think they all have Swiss bank accounts, Cayman bank accounts, Belize bank accounts. They have offshore accounts. They're stealing money. They're being bribed. They're being blackmailed. All these people. But again, it's an opinion show, and it's just my opinion. And President Trump responded to Judge Amaro's inexplicable decision today. It's such a fix. The fix is in, and it's so bad. Trump said, here we go again. After a very long wait, a judge in Georgia refuses to let us look at the ballots, which I have little doubt are terrible. This whole situation is a disgrace to our country. Why can't the public see the ballots? Our country is going to hell. We're not allowed transparency, even in our elections. The people of Georgia deserve to know the truth. So unfair to them and our country. The fight continues. We'll never give up. Our elections are so corrupt, and no one wants to do anything about it. I so concur, so agree with President Trump. And once they rigged and stole the election, which everybody knows, by the way, it's not like, you know, I was once a guy in the wilderness saying this to all of you, and you all agreed with me, but, you know, we're a small percent of the population, just the listeners to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But all the latest Rasmussen polls, which is the best poll in America, they all show that more and more and more Americans, and now it's a majority of Americans, believe the election is stolen and that elections are fraudulent and unsafe, that there's no honesty and no integrity. Elections are being stolen left and right. A majority of people now believe that. Everyone sees what goes on. And once they steal it, then their job, in my opinion, once they've stolen it, rigged it and stolen it, their job, as they see it, is to make sure they never have to rig or steal it again, because maybe in the future they won't get away with it. So they don't want to take that chance. They open the borders and let everybody in. And all those people they let in are going to be future Democrat voters, and pretty soon, 5 or 10 or 15 years from now, the country doesn't even look the same anymore. The country's filled with more foreigners than Americans. Every one of them wants cradle grave welfare. Every one of them wants free health care. They want free college for their kids. They want free everything. And the party that gives it to them is the Democrat Party. It's a disgrace. It's sickening. It's disgusting. And then you never have to fix an election again, because the whole electorate is a bunch of illegal alien Democrats. And how does that play into the next story? Leaked Border Patrol documents show a mass release of illegal immigrants into the U.S. by the Biden administration. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Mass release of illegal immigrants into the U.S. by the Biden administration. What a shocker. A bunch of corrupt felons. That's the entire Biden administration.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio Network. The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Show comes to you from the house that Root built. Sponsor of this segment is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalizations and death caused by COVID by 84%. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, all in one capsule. You find zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. If you recognize those magical names, just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Z-Stack is GMP-certified, made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com right now, which is my website. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Z-Stack by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the man who invented the Zelenko Protocol. Reduced hospitalization death caused by COVID by 84%. Rootforamerica.com. Click on the link at the top to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Another big media cover-up, I told you about it yesterday, worth repeating today. Massive media cover-up. The cover-up is that they keep acting as if the massive cancellation of flights by Southwest Airlines was due to weather. But there's no problem with American or United or any Delta, any other airline. It was about widespread pilot strike against the COVID vaccine mandate. That's what it was about, period. Just like the latest numbers are out, over 4 million people quit their jobs in August in the United States of America, most of them in the South and Midwest. conservative states in the South and Midwest. How do you figure that? It was all people who do not want the vaccine. Just the media just covers up everything. 1,000 flights a day not flying because the pilots of Southwest say, we've had it. We're not taking the vaccine, and that's what everybody needs to do. That's my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. That's my strategy being played out right in front of your eyes. Fantastic. Fantastic. And I saw some liberal putz, some liberal communist traitor to America, made a comment on Twitter that this is an example of how the right has turned into domestic terrorists. Let me try and explain something to you. If somebody didn't like vaccine mandates and they were a pilot and they crashed the plane and killed 300 people on board to protest vaccine mandates, that would be domestic terrorism. That would be a terrible thing. But if a pilot doesn't crash the plane, the pilot simply refuses to take off in the first place, thereby hurting no one, that's not domestic terrorism. You pathetic schmuck. You communist idiot. You traitor to America. That's just American apple pie. Americans have been striking and boycotting since the beginning of time, and usually it's liberal Democrats, part of unions that are striking, and you love it and you support it. But this time, when they're against the vaccine, you don't love it and support it so much. Just like this time, you have no problem with an invasion of my body. When it's abortion, it's my body, my choice. When it's a vaccine, and I don't want a poison injected into my body that might kill me, that's not my body, my choice. To you, that makes me a domestic terrorist. Well, you're a combination of communist traitor and schmuck. Got it? Here's a new report, an alarming report. Double-vaxxed people in England contracted COVID at higher rates than the unvaccinated. No surprise to me. No big shocker to me. I told you that from the beginning. The vaccine weakens your immune system and makes you very weak to all future variants of COVID. So the more you take it, the worse it gets, the better chance you're going to be sick. Data out of the UK shows people over the age of 30 who received two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine contracted COVID-19 virus at a higher rate than those who were unvaccinated. What a shocker. What a surprise. And at that moment that all this comes out, at that very moment, there's more and more pressure to get vaccinated. Do you understand? If you get vaccinated, you're more likely to get sick with COVID. But they want you, clearly, to get sick with COVID. They don't want you to have access to ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. You know what you call a situation like this? Evil. From the devil. From Lucifer. This is the devil, man. They want you sick. They want your immune system weakened. And once you're sick, they don't want to give you the only thing that works. Ivermectin. Proven in India to work. Wayne Alaruth, the warrior on USA Radio, educating you every day, educating and empowering you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. At least 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the United States, often with little to no supervision by the Biden administration since March, including a broad use of limited parole authorities to make more than 30,000 eligible for work permits since August. That's according to Border Patrol documents obtained by Fox News. The documents give a partial snapshot into how the Biden administration has been releasing enormous numbers of illegal immigrants into the United States, often with little to no oversight, supervision, or immediate risk of deportation. President Biden says the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are now running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to deal with the bottlenecks involving the shipment of goods to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the warrior is with you. Wayne Allen Root, author of the number one bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, The Root, The Root. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, I take no prisoners, I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser, in the immortal words of General George Washington. If you want peace, prepare for war, and that's what we do every day on this show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger. Simple and natural system without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since last December. So December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. This is month number 11 I've been on the program. So just about a year on the program. I started out in the first 88 days losing 25 pounds of inner body fat and gaining 10 pounds of muscle. I'm like the Superman of conservative talk. Thanks to Energized Health. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or cut to the chase right now and just join. Mention Wayne Allen Root, war, and get 40% off. 40% off, 40. Call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them war sent you, 40% off. So we've got our guest, Tom Heck. He's a candidate for governor of Nevada. 23 years active duty U.S. Air Force. He was a contingency war planner. Tom Heck, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Glad to be here.
So you know that the number one comment or question is going to be, and I always go right for it, right? I go for the bullseye. And if you can answer it, then that's how you win an election, right? The number one thing people are going to say is, who the heck is Tom Heck? Why would Tom Heck have a chance to win in a primary against very famous people like Dean Heller and Joe Lombardo and even Joey Gilbert's running, a lawyer from Reno, Nevada, that was the guy who literally got Sisolak to reopen the churches. He filed lawsuit, won. The churches opened up 2 weeks before Christmas. He's kind of a hero to a lot of Christians in this state. And they're going to say, who the heck is Tom Heck? Why do you deserve to be governor of Nevada? Answer that question, Tom, and you can win the election.
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, all these things that people do are fine and great, but all these guys running right now, they're one-trick ponies. They're a lawyer, career politician. We got a law enforcement guy. That's all they've done in their entire career. Me, in my 40 years working for the Air Force and for local government, I have managed over 50 different functional areas, from public works to fire departments to police to housing to marine with lots of boats to engineering programs. There is no one that has the broad breadth of experience. But what I bring to the table for Nevadans is what I like to call CDI, create, develop, and implement. I create solutions, I develop them, I implement them, and with my extensive leadership abilities and working with people, I produce successful outcomes for the programs and for the people. No one else can claim that. No one else has the broad breadth experience. I also have 3 graduate degrees. No one can compete. When I talk to people, it takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes with people, they walk away saying they're going to vote for me. Once people know me, it's going to be a game, set, match. People are tired of career politicians. They're fed up with creeping Marxism into our schools, colleges, university, corporations, big and small. And even worse, that Marxist ideology is rampant through the Democratic Party. And so I'm the guy that's going to make a difference. I'm the guy that's going to change Nevada, and I'm the guy that's going to produce successful outcomes for Nevadans.
All right, Tom Heck, candidate for governor of Nevada. His website's electheck.com for donations or more information. electheck.com. Let's say you get elected governor tomorrow, governor of the great state of Nevada. What are your top priorities? What actions will you take on day one, the same way Biden signed so many executive orders, you know, to just destroy America and open the borders and help illegal aliens and screw over real citizens on day one? I think there were like 40 of them on day one. What would you do? What actions on day one, Tom Heck?
Well, first off, for me, it's not going to be day one because I always want to be ahead of the power curve. This will be November 3rd. And I'm going to run around the country and hire the best of the best for the department heads, mostly CEOs and retired military, and telling them that they need to help Nevada. And once I hire the best of the best, I'm going to get rid of the deep state in Nevada. Right now, if you talk to people, Nevada's government is ineffective, inefficient, and incapable of producing successful results for the citizens. Now, on day one, after I put all these people in place and we've worked through what I call critical success factors for their particular department and strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, we develop an action plan for each of the departments walking in on day one. But specifically day one, stopping CRT, providing specific directives to all education counties, telling them CRT stops today, that they need to start focusing on teaching children, and I want an action plan from all those school boards on how they're going to get us out of number 50th in the nation. And if they need help, we're going to benchmark with the best states. Right now, people say, let's give schools more money. We give schools in Nevada the same amount of money as Florida. Florida is number 3, and with 40% more money in the last 8 years, Nevada has maintained its dubious slot of 50th in the nation.
Wow.
This has got to stop. We need to focus on teaching children to help them be successful in life.
Have you studied Florida? Because now you've intrigued me, Tom Heck. What are they doing different in Florida teaching kids in public schools than they're doing in Nevada not teaching kids in public schools? What's the big difference, do you think?
Well, I'm not as familiar with Florida as I am with Wisconsin. Governor Walker in Wisconsin, first off, he instituted bonuses for the top 10% of the teachers. He developed a program to train the teachers, and he also developed a program to get rid of the poor performing teachers. And so that's what my benchmark is right now. I would also want to go and have my Department of Education director go to Florida and find out what they're doing. But the bottom line, it's not a money problem. You know, I'm always of a systematic approach to education. What I believe needs to happen is you need to start teaching. Right now in schools, we separate special ed. We teach them separately because of their special needs. Well, I believe in order to make schools successful, we need to teach to the lower performing students as separate classes, middle performing students as separate classes, and high performing students. Because right now we teach in the middle. We have the malcontents. The teachers are forced to deal with the malcontents instead of sending to the principals. So we don't have a systems approach. We have a teachers handle it and figure it out and do the best you can teaching mediocrity. So no surprise to me that we're number 50th in the nation.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I grew up, I always talk about on this show, I always crow about the fact that I'm the only conservative host in America, Tom, who grew up in a majority black town, went to an all-black middle school and all-black high school. But what I never get a chance to say is somehow I graduated valedictorian and wound up accepted at Columbia University, an Ivy League school, because I finished number one. And the reason I finished number one is I was never in a regular class. I was only in advanced honors classes with the best teachers. And I saw that in the last couple of weeks. I was shocked to see in New York City that communist loser schmuck de Blasio literally did away with all the special schools for talented students. He says that's prejudice, that's racist, because obviously the special schools for talented students are all white and Asian. So he's mad that there aren't black and Latinos. So he says, forget it, it's racism, there's no equity, there's no equality, we're getting rid of it. This is what liberals do. They destroy everything for everybody because one group does better than another, and they can't accept that maybe that group just does better than another. Maybe they're smarter. Maybe they study more. Maybe they have advantages with mothers and fathers in the household. I don't know what the reason is, but some groups do better. It's not racism. They just do better, just like some groups do better in business. But When you get rid of the talented advanced placement classes and schools, you're destroying everybody. Just like Cuba, right? It's communism. Everybody's equal, but they're all equally screwed and equally dumb. Nobody's allowed to get better. What do you say to getting rid of talented schools and advanced placement classes?
Well, what I would frankly tell you is that those people will do well, whatever. What I'm concerned about is the low performing, the middle performing. And I have a friend who happens to be black, and he says the worst thing that happened to blacks is affirmative action. What we don't do in our schools is give extra training, outside teaching, and basically having teachers work with students, to bring them up to the level to be successful. And let those students that want to learn, will learn. And then you're going to have groups of students that want to do the blue-collar stuff, and that's fine. We should support them being plumbers and electricians. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of plumbers and electricians that make more than anybody else.
Yes,
but what
do.
I want to see us do is focus on the low-performing students and giving them the opportunities they have. But what's the key to that, Wayne? The key to that is parent choice, is school vouchers. Parents need to take their children and vote with their feet when those schools are not meeting the needs of their children. And we need to find a way to make that happen. And the problem is a lot of these kids grew up in schools and got behind. So how do you help kids get behind? You work them through summer school. You have teachers that help them and coach them. And you work with them to bring them up to the level. It's the land of opportunity, not freebie. But there's a lot of kids out there that if you just give them the opportunity and a little bit of extra instruction, they'll do well. You know, at the Air
Force
Academy.
Hey, Tom, the music's on. We just got to run. Tom Heck, candidate for governor in Nevada. ElectHeck.com is the website for more information and to donate. ElectHeck.com. Tom Heck, candidate for governor of Nevada. Thank you, Tom. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800- 8175. Mention USA Radio when you get in the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com. My slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You know, there's so many important topics in the world, such as, COVID and the COVID mandates and the lies about the COVID vaccine and the cover-up of the COVID vaccine and the massive invasion of our country at the open borders and the Green New Deal and the infrastructure deal that are really just thinly disguised attempts to make this a communist country and destroy America and have voter fraud just envelop this country and rig elections forevermore. All this and the critical race theory being taught in schools and the Attorney General wanting to use the FBI to arrest parents at meetings who oppose critical race theory. It's all insanity. It's all Nazi-level propaganda. And with the Attorney General's actions against parents, Nazi-level hatred, Nazi-level fraud and weaponization of the Department of Justice. So you wouldn't think sports would be a big issue for me. But what happened to John Gruden, I want to mention again, is so wrong and so ridiculous. Do you realize how many players have committed massive crimes? They let them right back in the league. When you think about Ben Roethlisberger, this isn't just a black issue, by the way. Don't let anyone think this is racist undertones. Ben Roethlisberger's white. And years ago, he was basically charged with raping a girl, and nothing came of it. He just was allowed to go on with his career, and now he's beloved. Nobody ever mentions it. Nobody remembers it. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Everything's dandy. And then you've got Richard Sherman, who just got picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Super Bowl Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's now a cornerback for the Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's planning to help them win a Super Bowl in back-to-back years. It was just a couple of months ago, in the middle of the summer. He committed all kinds of assaults and against his wife and against his father-in-law. He went crazy. He went nuts. It was clear he's got mental illness. Again, it's an opinion show, so I'm giving you my opinion. I think he's got mental illness issues, and he's back in the NFL. And here's a guy, John Gruden, that married his high school sweetheart, has 3 sons, did a great job as a father and a husband. To my knowledge, he's never done anything wrong in his life, never committed a crime in his life. kind of a guy you want to marry your daughter. And this guy, because of words in an email from 10 years ago, has now been erased from football. Fired, never will be hired again. Everyone admits he will never be hired again. He won a Super Bowl. He'll never be hired again. Has, unlike all the other people, has no chance. Once a coach is fired, they go right to the broadcast booth, right? He was the Monday Night Football announcer. He will never be a broadcaster again or a coach again because of words that, when I look at them, are like ho-hum. I can tell you right now, the owners have said far worse words. I will bet you $1 billion that if you got the emails of all the owners in the NFL, they've used the N-word to describe their own players. You want to bet? You want to bet the owners have used that same F-word they used to describe gay people in John Gruden's emails? You want to bet the P-word, which I use all the time on the show, pussycat? You don't think everybody uses those words in the locker room, in their emails, in their texts? I want to see the players' texts. Not for the last 10 years like John Gruden and cherry-picked three of them. I would like to see just a week of the players' texts. 1 week of the people playing in the NFL, many of whom are like wild animals. You know, some of them are just pure criminals and thugs, and they're great on a football field, but outside of a football field, they're known for beating the crap out of their wives and taking drugs. Not exactly Boy Scouts. Not exactly the type of person you want to marry your daughter. I'd like to see what they write in text to the women they met at the strip club last night. I'd really like to see that. Or to the woman they got pregnant a week ago. You know, the stripper who they met and had sex with, and she immediately tells them by text, "You got me pregnant. I want $10,000 a month for the rest of my life." I'd like to see the player's response to that. Remember Ray Rice, one of the best running backs in the history of football, not just a good running back, one of the best in modern history. He was fabulous for the Baltimore Ravens. And then this videotape came out where he just knocked his wife unconscious and dragged her from the elevator, and they made him disappear in the NFL. But this guy making him disappear? Gruden has now been erased from the Tampa Bay Hall of Fame? Absurd. Gruden's been erased from Madden football? Erased. Like he never existed. One of the great coaches of modern times. One of the great characters and personalities of modern times. One of the great Monday Night Football announcers of modern times. He's been erased like he doesn't exist. Because they cherry-picked three emails that were private that no one had a right to see from 10 years ago. Who, you know, what's that famous saying? I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, from the Bible. Let he is without sin cast the first stone. This is so outrageous and ridiculous. And I've spoken to all my fans about it. I have yet to find one fan. Remember, my fans are all conservatives, but they're all male football fans, too. And every one of them is on John Gruden's side. If you listen to the media or watch the media, they make it like no one is on John Gruden's side. Well, you're right. Nobody who ever doesn't, no one who ever watches football is against Gruden. Right? In other words, all the people who never watch football are against Gruden. All the people who never buy tickets to football games are against Gruden. All the women who couldn't care less about football are against Gruden. Oh my, female Democrats. Oh my, he's a racist, sexist, misogynist. Oh my, he hates black people. Not true. But that's okay. Do you ever buy football tickets? Do you like football? No. Then why do we care what you think? Every guy that watches football is on Gruden's side. Every single one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.